This isn't a metrics talk. I'm not going to go deeply into the various metrics that one could find. One of the reasons for that is that I think that metrics are often project specific. I think that a metric can be project specific because a product is always different. The people working on that product are always different. To impose a metric on top of these things may well result in you having a metric that nobody on the project truly understands. You're just working towards it. I like to collect raw data. I'll place my interpretation on that. I'll summarise it. But if somebody else wants to do that as well and to disagree with me, then that is fine. This isn't a metrics talk. I think that if you're going out to generate metrics from your testing processes, that's laudable. But you should take ownership of those metrics. Get that information into your team and out of your team in a way that you all understand. But there are some universal truths. First off, if you're going to be innovative with software development, you need to be able to invent stuff. Software development is not an uncreative process. You cannot do it by lining everything up. It needs to have a creative input. One needs to be able to innovate and invent. This goes for the test team as well as the coding team. The stuff I'm talking about here works reasonably well by rote, but it works better if you've got the kind of innovators and inventors in your team that understand this. Can they be flexible? Well, let's hope so, because we've already talked about the need for planning and replanning. Let's hope that we take this information, we collect this information in a flexible way so that we can continue to collect the information. So if we collect it in an overly rigid way, it may be that when things change, we can no longer collect it. What's a good way of doing this? I like to collect my information in real time. I like it collected immediately after the fact. I like it collected in a lightweight way. I like everybody to be able to input this information as and when they want to. I don't want it to have to go on a form and then to be translated to something else and put into somebody's intranet. I frankly like to use an intranet. I think that testing control has been revolutionised by the intranet, both in terms of defect gathering and in terms of information. And we're only just coming to terms with that. I think that once you've gathered that information, you need to show it. You need to show it to people on the project. By all means, interpret it yourself. And I think that's a key role for a tester. But that basic information has to be there. So you've got to collect it, you've got to show it, and I'll come to the support in a minute. You have to use it. Another thing that you must do if you're going to try and find stuff out is to compare things. Now, you can compare things along timelines. How are we doing now compared to how we're doing last week? That's fine. That's a trend analysis. It works well. I like it. Sometimes you can't do it because your tool doesn't work that way. It only collects cumulatives rather than snapshots. So if you're designing a tool to collect stuff, try collecting snapshots as well as cumulatives. That'll allow you to do trend analysis over time. Another trend is in between things. Okay, well, I've got a stack of 5 things over here and a stack of 10 things over here. I can compare those. So if you make your data that you're collecting comparable, you can look at the trends between them.